الشيخ بيبقى learning now is كنت سيخس خيلك خوف بارشس بايشلا the third سيخة في بارشس بايشلا. The sikh talks about the posik atoynti mikol ha-chasodim. In Chumash we learned this week's parsha that when Yaakov, when he was going away from Laban, he was returning to Eretz Yisrael, he heard that Esav, his brother, is coming against him with an army, so he got very scared. So he started davening to Hashem, and he said to Hashem, and the posik continues, okay, Avi El Avram, okay, Avi Yitzchok, you told me to come back. So katenti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-masher asisis avdecho. I became small from all the kindness and all the truth that you did to your servant, which is himself. And he's asking Hashem, Hatzileni nomi yadochim yad Esav, protect me, please, from my brother, from Esav. And the Rebbe is going to discuss what does the word katenti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-mas mean? I became small, and what's he saying? And the Rebbe will quote soon, not in the beginning, but a little bit later, right away, but further, he will quote from Rashi, the way Rashi learns. And he starts off by quoting the way the Alter Rebbe explains it in Igeres HaKodesh. Igeres HaKodesh is a section of Tanya. It's a collection of letters. So the Simon Beis, the second letter that's written there, is the letter that starts off with the word Kotenti. And the Alter Rebbe wrote this. It says in Tanya, it says in small words that he wrote it Achar Biyose mi Peterburg, after he came back from Peterburg, meaning after he was released from prison. He was put into prison. Yutes Kislev was released. And afterwards, he wrote this letter. And there he explains what the words Katenti Mikol HaChasodim mean. And he explains it as Chassidus, but what it means. And then he goes on saying, asking the Chassidim that please, no one should go into a fight with those who put him in jail. It doesn't say these words, but that teichon, etc., etc. So the Rebbe says, I'll say, from Posek Atenti Mikol HaChasodim Mikol VeGemer, and the Posek where it says, I became small from all the kindness, all the truth, etc. So Alter Rebbe explains in his letter that he wrote after he came back from Peterburg, after he was released from prison. And he teaches like this. What does Kotenti Mikol HaChasod mean? Shebekol Chesed HaChesed that the Rebbe Shetutment I mentioned, that any kindness, any all kindness that a Yid, that the Rebbe does with a Yid, with a person, Darba Impel Zayin Ezolver Nashval Ruach, has to cause him to become humble. And that's the Taich Kotenti. Kotenti means I became humble because you did chesed to me. And he continues, while the chesed is kirves of the kimamish, when you get chesed from Hashem and Hashem does kindness to you, that means Hashem gets close to you. And if you have a lot of chesedim, you get very close. Unvos mer chesed, and the more chesed you get from Hashem, versus mer kamei, so you are closer to him, als mer is a bottle. So you're more bottle. You become humble from chesed. There's a lot of chesed, you become more humble till you become kilo, like nothing. I am befes, really, really nothing. You become completely book. And the Rebbe at Yankiv gezok katenti mikol ha-chasodim, and the Alter Rebbe explains that's why Yaakov said katenti mikol ha-chasodim, meaning as durchal ha-chasodim as the Rebbe shot mitim kiton, that with all the through all the kindness the Rebbe did with him, is Yankiv klein geworden in seine Augen. Yankiv katenti became small in his own eyes. But also the bittel was kumpensat akirev. This is the bittel, the nullification, the self-nullification to Hashem that comes because you get closer to Hashem. And how do you get closer to Hashem? When Hashem does chesed to you, that makes you feel closer, that makes him closer to you. That's the way the Alter Rebbe teaches. Rashi teaches differently, and the Rebbe will quote Rashi in a second. But the Rebbe says, Pirish Rashi ala posik, Rashi and the posik. And let's skip the parentheses, which says what Rashi says, but the Rebbe is saying that Rashi and the posik is pshuto shel mikro. Rashi on the Posik explains the Pshat of the Posik. And therefore, what does Rashi say? So let's go back to the parentheses. Rashi writes that, what does Katenti Mikol HaChasodim mean? Nismatu Zuchiyesai al Di HaChasodim Ve'emesh Asisimi. That my Zuchiyes, my merits, became diminished because of all the kindness and truth that you did with me. Because since you did all kinds of good things to me, every time you did good something to me, it used up some of my Zuchusim. So I became small, which means diminished with my schusim, contained, and became diminished with my schusim because of all the kindness you did to me. That's why I'm afraid that Shema Mishef Tachtani, that maybe after you promised, because the question is, Lachure, the Eibishter promised to protect him. So he's saying, but nevertheless, I'm afraid, because maybe after you promised me, maybe I became dirty through Aveira. That it'll cause me to be given over in the hands of Esav. That's what Rasha says. So Rasha writes this as Pshuta Shel Mikra, simple Pshat, and his Masbif for us Yankiv Gibet Natsilei Nino. He explains why Yaakov had to ask Hashem to protect him, to save him from Esav. Homdik Avtochim Foreshes. After all, he had a clear promise from Hashem, Mushmarticha in Pashas Vayetze, I will watch you wherever you go, I will be with you. So the answer is, Rasha says, why did he ask Davan? He was afraid. He was afraid that maybe, Taka, you promised, but after you promise, maybe I got dirty again with a sin, and now I'm not deserving that you should protect me. That's why he's asking for it. But that's not like the Alter Rebbe says. That Alter Rebbe is mefarish v'diverta katenti mekol ha'chasodim v'gemer. So the Rasha explains it in Pshuta Shel Mikra Pasha. That's the hemshach of the pasuk. He's davening to Hashem and he's saying first that why am I davening? Why am I afraid and I have to ask you specifically to save me? Because maybe I got dirty with the sin. That's such katenti. I became small. I lost my schusim, or I diminished my schusim, and I got dirty with sins. But the Alter Rebbe is not writing pshat pashat in the pshat of the pasuk. When he teaches katenti, b'dos is atayre. That's like a lesson, a Torah. Hey, Rabbi, Avedas Hashem. This is a lesson in the service of Hashem. Shaykh and Gayat Siyad Ridin. That's Shaykh and is important for every single Yid. And the Alter Rebbe teaches that means, as Gilei HaChasodim Shel Maila, that the revelation of Chasodim from above, Dar from Peil, and there's a Zayin Ashvar Ruach, has to cause a person to become humble. That's a Kotenti. You become humble, you become small because of the Chasodim, like I said before, because the Chasodim makes a kiruv, a closer connection than the person, and the more chasodim, the more closer you get, and the more closer, the more chasodim, you get more bottle. And the Rebbe is going to explain here what's the difference between why Rasha says it like this, and the Rebbe hinted to it already, but now he's explaining it more, that Rasha is explaining the pshat, and the Alter Rebbe is not explaining the pshat of the pasuk, but the way it deserves. And the Rebbe goes on in more detail. This fits to the difference pshat in the situation, the way Yaakov said it, in what situation he was, and the way the Alter Rebbe said it in the Segeres HaKedesh, we wrote it in the Segeres HaKedesh. Yaakov had his gezogt al tzvil v'bakoshe. Yaakov said it as a prayer, as a request. Then there is gishtan in the mind of matzav shal sakone, but meir gyat faresim. It was when he was a time, in a situation of danger, he was afraid of Esav. That's why the post, the Rash explains, the simple pshad, that he's answering this question. He explains, what is the reason why he's afraid and he has to request Abishai should protect him? Because kotenti, which means in simple pshat, because maybe I don't have the schusim, maybe I sinned, etc., etc. The Alter Rebbe geschrieben die Geres Acher Biosim in Petersburg. The Alter Rebbe wrote this letter after he came from Petersburg. Das heißt, wenn es arus von Sakone, that means when he already left the danger. So you can't touch in the Alter Rebbe situation, like Rashi says, that this is a request to be protected from the danger. He was out of the danger already. When the Geres is Biyachet, and this letter was written, Biyachet in Maidot Tzemebishn, together with thanking Hashem, it was Ahirov Azorot Chassidim, it was a lesson and a warning to the Chassidim. And this is what he writes in the letter further. That's why I'm notifying, a great notification for all Chassidim. Al Ribay Chasodim Ashirik Hashem Last Simon for the great many kindness Hashem did in such a way, a big way. And he says, therefore, Lebilti Reimlon, don't pick up your heart, don't like fight against the others. But Matzav Ze, in such a situation, is Masim de Pirish, Shabachol Chesed, the Chesed, Kajibor Chesed, Lotem Terechli, Shafu Ruch Made. In this situation, you can't learn, can't say it as Yaakov said it, that this is a reason why he's afraid. So by the Alter Rebbe, it was not why he's afraid, but this is telling the chassidim that I got chassidim, a mele that should bring you to bittel. If it brings you to bittel, you will not answer those people who are against us. You will not answer them and get involved because you have to be your bottle. And because Hashem did all this chassidim, it makes more bittel. If it makes more bittel, to a mele, you will not do anything to the opponents, etc., etc. So it fits the way Rasha explains in Pshuta Shel Mikra with the Alter Rebbe says. What we have to understand, when you look a little bit deeper, and the Rebbe is going to ask Akasha Sai and Rashi Pshat inside the Alter Rebbe situation. He's going to ask Akasha that in simple, it's clear. But if you look deeper, even in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, you look deeper a little bit, Pnimius, we have a problem. What's the problem? How is it possible that Yankov should be afraid that maybe he got dirty with a sin? Maybe he sinned. Wie ist Scheich Azayin in Bayankiv? And how is the Scheich such a thing by Yankiv? Wie ist Lehmer das, was ist Matto Zuchi Yisal, die Achasone, wer mich aus Sisi Mod in Mele? The other part that he says, that I'm afraid that my schusi, my merits are diminished because it did me all kinds of chesed in Mele. There's not enough schuyas, merits, to be protected this, and that's why he's asking. That makes, he's moving, that we understand. It's not saying he's afraid of an Avere. He's afraid that maybe he used up his chusim. The Gemara says, Shabbos and Tainis, that if they wish to do a miracle to somebody, yes, they take away some of his chusim. So that's Shaykh. So he said, I'm afraid my chusim were taken away. That's only a reason why he's afraid that he will lose, he lost, or Hashem will take away some of his chusim. But this is not enough that to say that it's like he didn't avere, and that's why the Eibishter is going to change Mavatl, change his promise, and that's why he's asking. How could you think that's all? Because he used the mob. But to say that he was afraid that he was dirty through an avere, that's not shy. The same way you have to understand about the Alter Rebbe. From them, the Alter Rebbe brings the Regeres HaKadosh Gufa. In Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe is going to show that even though the Alter Rebbe has a different pshat, but he does also accept and connect it to the simple pshat of Rashi in Chumash concerning Yankiv. Because since the Alter Rebbe brings the Regeres HaKadosh Gufa in that same letter, he brings Nit Nor Vezui Gdos Gamkim Adosh Shal Yankiv. He doesn't just finish off, this is the Midah of Yankiv, which means the mid of Yankiv was bittel. He also brings what the psukim say further, and this is what the Alter Rebbe writes. And that's why he said why concerning why he explained, excused himself, why he's afraid of Esav. And it's not enough that he was promised by Hashem to be protected. Hashem said, I'm with you. Why? Since Yankov was small in his own eyes, machmas riba chesodim, because of the great chesodim, like he continues, he said, with my stick I crossed, which one of the pshatim is, I had nothing, and nevertheless, now you did me all kinds of kindness, so Hashem did kindness, and therefore, in the royu, could I klali notzel, so he said, I'm not deserving and worthy of being saved. With the maimer azal, like the chazal said, it's all the lashon of Tanya, shem yikra machet, shenit mebeinim shechot, it says, we're afraid always, maybe the sin will cause that you should lose the protection, because he thought maybe you sinned. And the Alter Rebbe brings this behemshech to his, he says, first the pshat is contained, it means you become small in your eyes, bottle. And then he says, that's why Yankee became small in his eyes, he thought he'd sinned, etc., etc. So he's mashmer from the fact that the Alter Rebbe brings also the simple pshat and posik, number one, as the pirish from the Alter Rebbe is contained, adosi the bittel was kum tzadripech tzadim, the Alter Rebbe's pshat, that what does katenti mean? That you get the bittel because of many chasodim, it's at kibbutz Hashem. If you get chasodim, get close to Hashem, mele ya bittel, is farbunden mit pirish haposher. That must be connected with the simple pshat, ados mein di meide for Yankee val nid me benim shechoter. That it means, why, it explains why Yankee was afraid, thinking that he sinned. So we see the Alter Rebbe also writing the letter that he wrote, even though with another pshat fit to his situation, he also brought in the simple pshat concerning Yankee, and he connects it. And number two, Azeich Derinin is Negeit Sumatsev der Alter Rebbe Gunachem Boyosim in Petersburg. And it seems like this fits to the Alter Rebbe after he came from Petersburg, after he came from jail. So the question will be, and before the Rebbe asks the question, so the Rebbe says, V'yashleimar, you could say, Ademit Mein Terech Tzumar Amazayin, that when the Alter Rebbe brought from the way it was by Yankiv, and the Rebbe says it shows that it's connected, and it's Negeit Sumatsev, you could say that what he meant to hint here, how is he connected the same way by Yankiv? As neat cooking the roof is noch sein dicken Fisse, hat gehad die Aftoche von Hashem to vermagit, as er befragt werden, that in spite of the fact that while he was in jail, Hashem to vermagit came to him, and they told him, they promised him that he will be free, und wird er noch kenne weiter megala sein Chsidus, und wie es er seist wie free, and he will be able to continue spreading Chsidus even more than before. So he was had a promise. So we have the same problem. If he had a promise, why was the Alter Rebbe writing this, because to tell us that even though he had a promise, for deswegen ich acher bei Yosef Peter but better than Eibishter of them. Even though he was freed, he's still asking the Eibishter for whatever he's asking here. So it comes out from here that he connects what happened to Yaakov and the way Yaakov meant, what Yaakov meant with Katenti, he's also connecting it to his situation. So it comes out that he's also trying to hint that he's afraid that the promise of the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid that he'll be freed might not come true. And it's negated to after Peterburg because he wrote this letter after he was out of jail. Must be some connection to that too. That maybe something will be because he didn't have it. Isn't it moving? It's not understood. How could it be about the Alter Rebbe? Such a level of katainty thinking that he didn't have it. So the kasha with and Yaakov, how could it be? And since the Alter Rebbe connected it to his situation, it's a negate Alter Rebbe also. How could you say that? Now, Bechlolas, in general, the Rebbe says you could explain it like this. When a person goes up to a higher level spiritually, sometimes you do something that in the level you are, it's not considered a sin, not wrong. When you reach a higher level, this is considered a sin. Now, simple pshat, you would think it means that something that you did before in your lower level was not a sin. If you do the same thing now because you're in a higher level, it's called a sin. But the Rebbe says it's not the pshat only. When the pshat in them is, the pshat is nit nor eber vet itz fundas naiton dis alba maise vet azayn achet. It doesn't mean only that if you will now do the same thing you did before because you're in a higher madrege, it's not, it will be considered a sin. Because nit az achidish, that's such a big chidish. We understand certain things in your lower level, it's not bad. And if it's in, you're in a higher level, it's not so good. But that's not the only pshat. Nor the freedik is shein opgeton in the maise. What it means is that what you did before, it's already done. Was b'shas asiyos is in itachet. While you did it, it wasn't a sin. The male is shayach b'yayin kifin and b'mal terem. The male that answers that what he did before is not considered a chet. It can't be a chet. He's manin itzter, madrigos elinu. So now, when he reached a higher level, dan efir. Now you're judging him what he did before. When the darf, if you're tshuvaton, you have to do tshuva for it. Quotes from Tanya that, in other words, this could answer the kasha that Hitaka doesn't mean he didn't evade it, but he's going now to a higher level. But Mela, when you go to a higher level, what you did before maybe it was not that, so you didn't have a chet, but now it's considered a chet, and that's what he meant. Nishalachti bechet sayyankav inside the Alter Rebbe when he connected himself to this union too. What does he mean that maybe I got dirty with an avera? It doesn't mean I did an avera before. I did something that my drege that I'm reached now. That is considered an avera, and that you could say. But the Rebbe said the sabinit mas, but it's not enough, because emestaka b'shas ma'aseh es kan chet nigiven. Even though we're talking now something that you did, that at the moment you did it, it was not considered an avera. Afa b'kein, and still is b'alayosik echet yechoshim. But when you go higher madrega, that same act that you did before is considered now for the before an avera. So it's not. So taka, it wasn't a sin now. When you did it, wasn't a sin. But the problem with something not so simple. If what you did before was completely good, everything was the best, you can't do tshuva later for it. Must be you did something that's not so, but it's still something. He brings a lotion to Gduke Mitzvahs from Arizal. That it's something that's, we can't blame you, you didn't do anything wrong, but there's something not smooth. So later on, it's considered a chet. But that is not shaykh ben negeya to Yankov Avinu. Not only did he not do any averes in Dal Treb also, but he didn't even do anything that's not smooth. So what does it mean? How could he say something of this Yankov that he was afraid he sinned? And the same thing ben negeya to Dal Treb. So Rebbe explains it like this. The Ponim Yofes is Mefarish the Minyan from Katayim Kol HaChasson. The Ponim Yofes explains the Posik, Opichsidis, and he says like this. What does the Posik Katayim Kol HaChasson mean? The way the Ponim Yofes says. But the Aliyas Neshomas from Nei Neilam and Hacher Neilam, when the Neshomas go up from one level to another level. And they do go up. For Sadiqim Eilam Unucha. Gemara says Sadiqim don't have any rest. And it says they always go Mechayel Lachoyel Shenamar, Yeuchu Mechayel Lachoyel, they go from spring to spring. So they go from one level to another. Is Eidr Zayn Eilam, the Mecher Neilam. So before they go to a higher world, Zayn is a Chazrim, the Katnus. They get smaller. In other words, they go down a level. And Vadosis was a Yisretzich in the Ragdoma, Tzachin Akot, in Tanya, there's a, before you get us, before Yeshar Yichud Vamunah, there's a section called Chinuch Hagdoma, Tzachin Akot, Beg the meaning of Sheva Yipul Tzadik Kom, there he calls this posik, Sheva Yipul Tzadik Kom, Tzadik falls, could fall seven times and he goes up. That means before you go up to a higher level, you have to go down. The way the Ponim Yofes says it, this is the Loshon. Between Godless Rishon and Godless Sheni is Dokatna Sheni. Between the first level you are, Godless, you're in a high spiritual level. And then you're going to God L'Sheni, to a second level, which is a greater level than before. There has to be a middle katnus. He calls it katnus sheni. It's a katnus. There's a level that you go down. Those the Pirish apostle Kotenti came. This is what he teaches means. The apostle Kotenti, I became small by the Elias was Yankiv, but Eilig went from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. This is a time when Yankiv was going up from Chutz L'Aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, which is a spiritual great elevation. His father Aliyah given by him Kotenti. Before he came up, came Kotenti. He had to go right away. Let me explain it. What it means is that after, when you're going from one level to another, so in middle, you have to go lower, as it seems like from Chinuch Kotten, that you have to go down even lower than the level you were before. But you're constantly going up. So in the order 15, the Rebbe brings from Pelech Harimen. And Pelech Harimen says like this, gives a moshel. Somebody is thinking a great sveichel, a lot of deep in yonim. And then he has a kasha, and through the kasha that he has, and the thing that's, he gets mavovol, he gets mixed up, and because of that kasha, now he goes up much higher level. So the middle point is something, a level that's lower than the previous one. Now, be'emes is constantly part of going up. It's part of going up. Because even though in the middle, at begilui, the way it feels that he's, before he thought he understood it, and Yitak understood it very deep. And now it's all mixed up, and now he doesn't understand it. So he's less than before. But because of that, he goes up to higher madrigal. That's a moshel given that when you go from one level to another, from Godless Rishon, we call it the Godless Shein, it has to be the Katness in the middle, and the Katness will help you go up. We find that the Gemara says, Reb Zeira fasted 40 days or 100 days, different gifts in Gemara. So before he went to learn Talmud in Yerushalmi, he was going up from Talmud Bavli to Talmud Yerushalmi. So it had to be in the middle level. It says that he wanted to forget Talmud Bavli. What does it mean? Talmud Bavli, if he would just have it the way it is, would mix him up from Talmud Yerushalmi. So he had to have probably had problems with Talmud Bavli, so to speak. And then, because of that, he was able to go to Yerushalmi. So the Peil Mamash, this is part of the Aliyah. Part of going up, because that's the only way you go to the higher Madrege. But at this point, it's Katnis. It's middle. And that's what happened, the Ponim Yofis says, that between going, being a Chutz L'Aretz was one level. Now going to Eretz Yisrael, in middle, there had to be a Katnis, lower even than before, Kedei to be able to step up and go to the higher. But he says, Yuv was Yaakov a Gebeten, and this explains why Yaakov asked, Hatzilenu no miyadoch miyadeso, please, Eibish, to save me from, protect me, save me from my brother, from Esav. What does it mean? The Baal does not der Avtocha. Since after Hashem had promised him originally, when he ignored the Friedrich Elias, and after all the previous elevation of his Madrege, by him given the from Kotenti, now that he's going to a higher level, so now he has Kotenti, which means now he's even lower than before, Tafer Onkim and Tzatzilinian, and now he has to be a special protection. When we hear his Mavayr and Ponim Yovas, the Ponim Yovas explains, as Chotch Kat and Sheini is Hechef and Godless Rishon, even though the middle Darge is higher than the first one, the middle one, the Kotenti, the one that's in the middle, which you're low, is greater than what you were before. Afa Pekein, still, the Baal does his fourth and initial katnas. But after all, it's katnas. Tarfan dan hob mashmirak daily, you have to be very careful. Who knows what could happen to you because it's katnas. And the way the Rebbe explains it in the order, what it means is, it's greater than before because sof kol sof, this is part of the next level. Because this is how it brings to the level. But begilui, the way you look at it, the way it is at that moment, it's katnas. And it's less than before, like in the Moshel of the Seichel, that the middle darge, when you don't even have the level of understanding that you had before. So it's lower. And when you go lower, you got to be very careful. Because Lepel Mamesh, at that moment, it's lower. Sof Kosof, as he says, is greater. The middle is greater than what happened before. The katnas in the middle is greater because that's the beginning of the second godless. Ober, on the other hand, Lepel Mamesh, at that moment, there is a problem. You are Kotenti. You are less even than before. And b'meile, if they're less than before, you need shmira. When you're in a lower level, you have to be more careful. When you're higher level, is one thing, but you're low. So the promise they gave him before was in that level. Now that you came a lower level, so now he's afraid. Maybe that promise won't work. This could also explain the connection between the Alter Rebbe's pshat with Rashi pshat. The Pirush and Shemnis Lachti Bechet. We asked the Kasha, how could it be that you should even think that Yaakov did an Aveira, and he was thinking maybe did an Aveira. So the Rebbe says that the pshat is Shem nishlachti bechet, maybe I got dirty with chet. Chet does mean Aveira. Chet is meloshen ani ushleim b'ni chatoim. There's a posik that says that Bathsheba said to David that if he will take over the Malchus, then and Shleimer will not, so then me and Shleimer, my son, will be chatoim. Chatoim means sins. It doesn't mean there will be sins. It means chesoron, something missing. That's the meaning of the word chet. So here also, asedoa chesoron, that there's something lacking, which is katnas, in zayin aveda legabe zaymaim and the matzav achodesh. Since you're going to a higher level, and legabe the higher level, you have something lacking, because as we said before, that this katnas is lacking, and here the Rebbe says it's lacking legabe his higher level. In truth is, it seems like it's even lacking Gabi's previous level. Not Bepeil. Bepeil, it is part of the higher level. But it's not, Sofkosof, it's not the higher level. As he's standing now, he's going up to a higher Dargit. That means he's already in the level, that's what I think to explain, the level, he's in the level of being able to get the higher Dargit. And nevertheless, he's not in the higher Dargit. He's even lower than before. Like in the Moshel. He's now going to the higher level of Seichel. But Lepel, Mamash is even less than the previous one. And that's what you mean. So when Rasha Taisha, Shemin is Lachti Bechet, maybe I got a Chet. That means what happened to me, I have a Chet. I'm at the Matzebna of Katenti. So the Taisha Dal Trebbe became bottle, and he's feeling not that he did an Aveira, he's feeling that he's now in the Matzev of Katenti, the Katnas that's in between. And the Katnas is in between is something that maybe the promise won't work. This is connected to the Dal Trebbe Taishas. He Taishas the Katenti means that because you did a lot of Chesed, you become bottle. So this is connected to it. The Rebbe Chasodim of the Rebbe Shira Giton Mityankim, the great many Chasodim Rebbe Shira Mityankim, was the Bayeh Bayim, Aruz Gerufu Nitnor as Nismat Ezochias. It brought out with him, not only he feels that he doesn't have enough Schuyas, nor as I Navedis Hashem Gufi eats the Bechines Katnas for Chasodim. His Aveda now is Katnas. His Aveda now is in the level of Chasodim that's missing. And the reason is, since now the Yehoshua has so much chesodim, so the Alter Rebbe says that means he got closer to him. If he got closer to him, that means he has more bittel. If he has more bittel, it means he's already in shaykh to the higher level. If he's shaykh to the higher level, so really his Avedas Hashem should be more than Milifni, more than before. But Lepel, it's not. At the moment of Katenti, and eventually we will see that it's part of the higher level. But the moment of Katenti, it's not like the higher level. And he's already going to the higher level. So therefore, that's what he said. That's a bad matzav. That's why he felt low. So he's katnes. So the two shot in fit. He was afraid in Salachti Bechet, which chet means that he is missing something, he's missing in the Avedas Hashem. And the reason why he's missing, because like the Alter Rebbe says, now that you reach the higher Madrege, Hashem did you so much chasodim, so you reach the higher Madrege, so you are shaykhes to the higher Madrege, but Lepel Mamish, you're still in the Katnas. Later we will see how that Katnas is connected to the Godless, but now you don't see it. But Mela, therefore, he felt that he's missing. He's missing something. And Mela, the Avtocha, the promise of Hashem, maybe it will not work. The same way we'll understand concerning the Alter Rebbe. So you do, it's known that this concept of spreading the fountains of Chassidus outside through the Alter Rebbe mainly started after he came from Petterburg, which means after he was freed from prison. After he was in prison, then he started in a higher level spreading Chassidus. But those by Weiss, this shows what kind of high level he reached, and we call that the second, the higher level, we call it godless, like the Ponimi office calls it. So it shows on the great Aliyah, the great godless the Alter Rebbe reached, noch Petterburg, after Petterburg, in vergleich mit der godless von far Petterburg, in comparing it to the way it was before Petterburg, before the jail. So this is a much higher level. It's a vision that godless Shekaden Petterburg, so in between the godless at the level, high level he was before he was in jail. And then greatness, which is higher than the greatness of before that came later, is by him given the infu katenti. So in the middle there was katenti. There maisef and alterem. There was the jail, and the jail is katenti. What does that mean? And as we said before, katenti means the katness, that you're not yet in the, you're getting close to the higher level, but you're reaching to the higher level, but you're not there. But as we said before, you're even lower than you were before. And the Rebbe explained how it is. The Meister HaTuch Mitzvich Gibrach Filo and Grace Yisurim. The being imprisoned brought many and a big pain, big suffering. Okay, you do, it's known what the Barditcheva had given by Alter Rebbe and gave an arrest. We know what the Barditcheva said to the Alter Rebbe concerning his imprisonment. Why did you take so much suffering on your shoulders? Zeiful Yisuri Klal Yisrael, so much suffering of Klal Yisrael. Yisurim Shalmaila, the suffering of above. Ayere Yisuri Anefesh Yisuri Aguf, your Yisurim, suffering of your nefesh and suffering of your body. The Baltas, he can't do chfrim with makifim. He could have done it through makifim, which means through spiritual things. He could have gotten rid of it. Which doesn't, he's not going in what Alter Rebbe answered him. But the Lepeil, we see from the words of the Barditchever that he testified that the Alter Rebbe went through many, many Yisurim. But those are gesorgt about Ditschever, like the Gea, the Yisurim from the Meister Gufe. That about Ditschever said concerning the pain that he had, the suffering he had in being imprisoned. Well, Achazah, but there's more to it. After that, when you know, given the Yisurim with the Alter Rebbe, what he had in the Drei Shoh Noch HaMeister, he had great suffering 3 hours after he was already released from prison. Because I know by him given Tsar Godel Yisrael Mekala Meister, the Alter Rebbe said it's an even greater suffering for, we know the story that the Alter Rebbe was brought to the wrong place, brought to the house after he was freed from prison. They brought him to a house that on the bottom of the house, the top house lived the chosid. That's where they were supposed to bring him. They brought him to the bottom, which was a misnagid, and the chassidim were waiting. They didn't know where he was. Till finally, after 3 hours, they realized maybe there was a mistake. They came there, they saw, yes, and that's when they took the Alter Rebbe out. And the Alter Rebbe said that what he did to him those 3 hours, it's more suffering than he had all the whole time. So the imprisonment and the time right when he came out is great Yisurim. He's verstandig. So from that we understand if he had Yisurim. As begilui, does give him katnus in the filo, a filo gabbe de friedikam and regis godless from the Alter Rebbe. So it was a katnus, a lower madrege, not only legaba what happened afterwards, a lower madrege, even legaba what happened before. Because he had Yisurim, and before that he didn't. And as the Rebbe will say, if he had, the way he was in jail, he couldn't do his Avedas Hashem properly. We see the words from the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab said like this, and even though the Rebbe said, what I'm going to say, it's hard to say, that's what the Rebbe Rashab said. From deswegen, still, is doch dos hazeh, after, but I'm going to say it anyway. The great revelation that came after Peterburg, which means after Alter Rebbe went out of jail, it was given. Why did it come so great? Because it's al derech maimer hazal, like the Chachamim tell us, hazai is keshkech neisei meitzei shamnei, that an olive, when you squeeze it, that's when it gives out its oil. So when the halos give out the oil, which is something special, you have to squeeze it first. Same about the Alter Rebbe, when he was squeezed with the Yisurim in jail, that's why afterwards he came out in such a high gilui. So the Rebbe says, from the moshel, he's moving from the moshel that the Rebbe Rashab gave on the Alter Rebbe being in jail and going out, so this moshel tells us that in jail, he was in a katnes, in the lower madrega, not only legabe what happened later, the level he had later, even legabe the level before, why? Because you see that in the moshel. What's in the moshel? Basically, when you squeeze an olive, when the zayis leaked under the press, when the olive is under the press, it doesn't have either one of the two qualities. It doesn't have the later quality. He didn't give out the oil yet. The oil could light up. It could light up the whole world. But that is not out yet. So that level of quality is not there. And he doesn't have the quality before when it was a fruit. Even though before they squeezed it, they couldn't use the oil. Is there a chaber given a peir a pre Michael? It was a fruit to eat. Now, shenken in the zeit when he's in kedush, when you squeeze the olive, the lid that is ice, echdi mal, does lose that mile. When it's being squeezed, it doesn't have the mile later of having the oil, and it doesn't have the mile of being a fruit. It's in between. It's even lower than what it was before. The zelb is moved neich negate the zman aisa b'maisa b'Peterburg. The same thing as the Alter Rebbe when he was in jail in Peterburg. And nit nor es noch demol ni given the hafotz samayonis noch Peterburg. Not only was not the hafotz spread the chassidus in such a high level the way it was after Peterburg, he couldn't even do it the way he did it before. He was in jail. Before he also spread chassidus in the great Giluyim. And when he was in jail, he didn't have that either. So we see it as a level, the Moshe tells a level of katnas. The Rebbe says here, this that he couldn't spread chassidus while he was in jail, it's not only Yehuda. You would think it's something to get to other people. People couldn't hear chassidus from him, couldn't get chassidus from him, but it didn't affect him. So he says, not. It wasn't the gate to the Alter Rebbe himself. Like we find by, it's understood from what you find by Avram, that when he couldn't do achnasa sorchim, he couldn't have guests. So not only that, there were no people that he could help. It bothered him. He felt bad. So the fact that the Alter Rebbe was in jail and couldn't spread chassidus, he felt bad. This is even by the Alter Rebbe, it's even more than by Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu, it's talking about doing gemilas chasodim, giving teeth. Ularvim, giving it to Arabs. Certainly, for the Sretzich Lacha Matan Teira, certainly when it's talking after Matan Teira. And to Eden, we're talking about giving Teira chasidus to Eden. And wegen Talmud Teira, we're talking about Teira. The Kolish can Talmud Teira the Rabbim. Certainly, that spreading teaching Torah in public. Certainly, pnimis. So he felt very, very low, katenti. Under far, katenti. That's why he wrote katenti. Because katenti is the union of katnas, and everything fits. The kasha was, how could you say b'negei da'al tereb and b'negei that maybe they did an aveira? It's not a din of aveira. Maybe there was a chet, a chesaron, and not maybe there was a chesaron. The chesaron was of katnas because a level of katnas. Now it ended up that this is part of the second godless, but b'shas ma'ase there was a katnas, and the katnas was say by Yaakov. There was a katnas because he was not yet at a higher level, and the melee there was in the middle, like the moshul of the seichel. I don't know exactly in which prat it was, but it was like that. But the Alter Rebbe also that it was a katnas. And that's why the Alter Rebbe wrote in the letter, "Sai his biur," that is because that you become bottle. And that's why, but that bittle that you have is connected to the inyan that since you have bittle and you're higher level, you should already be in the higher level, but you can't be. But sofka you're missing the lower level, and that's why you need a special shmita that David Shisha protects, especially even though he promised, but because of the chesaron, you're afraid you're not roya to it. At that point, and when you need, when you're in jail or Yaakovina, when he had the problem with Esav, at that time he was afraid that it wouldn't be. That's why he had to daven. And the Alter Rebbe also brought in this to explain that what happened here when he was in Petersburg, there was this katenti, this katnas, which is similar by Yanke, the union of katnas sheni, as the calls it. Every year, everything that was once repeats itself again. And everything starts from Teira. That's what we read in the Torah. Shabbos close to Yitzchus Kislev, other Yitzchus Kislev, Atzmei or an Yitzchus Kislev itself. Katenti mekolach hasodim. You read katenti mekolach hasodim. Why? Because this is for everybody. This is what Yitzchus Kislev is, as I've explained, and it's negated to everybody. But also the bakosh of Yankev Avinu. This is the Yankev Avinu's request. For Nisi Yisrael, for all Rebbes later, for all Nisiim. Yes, v'gibrach nekeles Yankev. It says nekeles Yankev. As Nosi is Rashatevis Nitzutze Shel Yankev Avinu. The word Nosi, which goes on all the Nesim of all generation, is a Rashatevis, again, the abbreviation of these five words, four words, Nitzutze Shel Yankev Avinu. This is a spark of Yankev Avinu. So we see the connection between Yankev and all Nesim. With Frat from the Alter Rebbe, especially the Alter Rebbe, is his level of Nesias. But for every Jew, and eat cooking the roof as katenti, even though it's katenti, which is the katnas, so makuyim werden the aftoche, still the promise of David should be fulfilled. I'll do good with you, and I will make your children like the sand of the sea that you cannot count because it's so much. And this happens every year. So whatever we explain here that Yaakov only davened because of the katenti, and then the Eibishter helped him. Same thing by everyone. They daven, then the Nesiim daven, and it becomes mekuyim the avtocha that the Eibishter helps.